The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome. Good morning. Good evening. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and the name of the show is Being Here, and the topic of discussion today is...
The Art of Relating.
So, I think to start it off, we should talk to our first-time listeners so they get a sense of how it is that we operate. Ariel and I frequently...
finish each other's sentences.
So if we do, please do not offend yourself.
And don't think we're being rude to each other. We love dovetailing. It's part of how we relate. And...
Speaking of first-time listeners,
yes,
let's talk to everybody out there about listening as though you are a first-time listener.
You know, that's a perfect intro to the art of relating.
I know it is. That's
a first-time.
You know, as most of us often,
Keep going.
Most of us often hold our partner or our relationship as though we know them. We've heard everything they have to say. We're a many-time listener. We don't even listen anymore because we figure we know what that person is about to say, or they've said it before. Oh, here we go again. And so we don't really listen. We sort of listen. And listening is critical. See, this program is actually an opportunity for your life to transform now, in this moment, not someday when you accomplish enough, get somewhere, have a still mind. You don't need the still mind. The still mind will come if you get into the moment. And what will get you into this moment faster than anything else that anybody else is suggesting is listening. Purely listening to hear what another person is saying from their point of view. That is enough to pull you into the current moment of your life. And transformation, a shifting in the way you relate to your life so that life supports you, is the result of getting into the current moment. It's like a byproduct. So today, in this moment, listen as though what's being said is new, and hear it from the point of view of the person who's speaking, rather than seeing if you already know it, if you agree with it, if you disagree with it, if it's going to somehow offend one of your agendas.
I know that some of you out there listening today are preoccupied. That's not a problem. Don't beat yourself up for it. Waves of life come along and you get consumed with them, either getting ahead, concerns about a family member's health, or people in your environment who you care about are having turbulence in their lives. You get hooked in with them and you come along for the ride. But you can bring your attention back to being right here, right now, and that is really the art of relating, being able to relate to what's actually happening in your life right now and include all of those pressures and currents and turbulences. And I've noticed it myself recently in the past few days, there have been people in my environment with challenges. My mom went in for surgery yesterday to unblock arteries, and there's always a risk of things happening. So there was a part of me diverted there. I had a friend who was concerned with something that happened. She had a reporter report things that about her, and the article didn't come out the way she expected. She was very upset. So there were challenges all over. And I noticed as I was listening to Shia, I had to keep wrestling my attention back to actually hearing what he had to say rather than being a step behind myself. So
Well, actually, you say a step behind. I say a step in front of. See, I say that most of us get lost being a step in front of ourselves, or many steps. We're trying to get somewhere. We think where we're going is more important than where we are. And so we miss the current moment of our life because we're rushing off to some mythical future.
Or trying to wrestle the future to turn out the way we want.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And so we're not really with the people we're with. So this program is called The Art of Relating. Well, it all starts with relating to yourself, being present in your own life in each moment. That's where it starts. And that's where, well, that's where it all is. It's about being where you are. You know, we recently received an email from a friend of ours who spent time with us in the winter retreats that we did last year in Costa Rica. And this fellow has been, you know, he had his own...
You're about to know him well if you're
right.
In the United States. His name is Damien Fahey.
And he came with us to Costa Rica attending our immersion course in being present in your life, in instantaneous transformation. And we got an email from him last night where he said that he has been chosen to be the moderator,
the host
of this new reality show that's going to be happening in Costa Rica called I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
It's going to be on NBC four nights a week starting in June.
And he said that he's so excited that he came to Costa Rica with us because it was all about being present in his life, not knowing what was going to show up next, but being willing to relate to his life as it presented itself.
And how to engage in the audition with passion, because it was the only moment he had.
The only moment of his life. Now, I got to tell you, this moment of now is the only moment of your life. Because, see, life shows up as a moment of now, and a moment of now, and a moment of now. And until you discover how to live your life in the current moment, you're always out of sync. So this is about syncing up with your life. The most amazing thing happens through listening. If you don't try to figure out what we're saying or remember what we're saying, but actually just listen, it will pull you into the current moment. That's all you need to have your life become miraculous. That's it. It's not about getting somewhere. It's not about getting something. Look, I like material stuff. You know, I just bought this thing for my boat. So if I fall overboard, it will shut the motor off. This electronic gizmo. I love stuff. But you know something? If I'm really present, I probably won't fall overboard anyway. It's just a safety device. Life gives you opportunities in each moment. Whether you take them or not is up to you. If you're preoccupied, if you're going somewhere, if you think somewhere in the future is going to be better than where you are right now, you will fall overboard.
I love that. I mean, I don't love the idea of falling overboard, but I do love that when you are here, you're in sync with your life. And you've all experienced that. I know you have. And from time to time, you get knocked off your feet. So then the game is, how do you support yourself in staying on your feet day in, day out, even when the circumstances are turbulent?
See, our approach is not psychological. It's not about changing or fixing. It's not ethereal. It's not about someday some spirit is going to save you. It's about being pragmatic and practical and living your life directly in each moment. Our approach is anthropological. It's about being a scientist in your own life, discovering your own mechanical nature. And we're going to talk about three very simple ideas that will transform your life in an instant. And they are relating to how you relate to your life in each moment from an anthropologist's point of view.
First one is this. Anything you resist will persist. It's going to grow stronger.
And it will dominate your life.
So if there's anything in
that
yourself,
you don't like,
in your partner, in your circumstances that you don't like,
you're going to keep it. The resistance to it is a guarantee to hold on to it. How's that?
And you notice that. The more you fret about something, that bigger that fret gets.
And you bring it home with you, and it dominates your life. It's what you talk about. Second principle, you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of your life, right now. Boom, that's it. This is the way you are.
So where are you listening to the show? Are you out and about with your iPod? Are you listening to it live? Are you at your computer? Where are you?
Are you driving?
You can only be exactly where you are, how you are in this moment of time.
That's the second principle. You can only be exactly as you are now, 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 and each of those little nows where you were could only have been the way you were. And each one is different. That doesn't mean you can't change, because change happens. But you have very little to do with it, because it keeps happening now, 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 now. Your life keeps showing up in moments of now. And the third idea, should we have them come back after the break?
Yeah, I think you're going to need to hang on.
Yeah.
We're
going to tease you a little here. This is a little tease. We're going to come back with a third idea. Now, some of you think you already know what we're going to say because you've listened to our show before.
But trust us, we don't.
Yes.
We don't. It's an act of creation. Your life is an act of creation right now if you let it be. It does not have to be same old, and repeat. So come on back after the break with us, and don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, "Reconsider your labor practices." A few months later, I get a letter back saying thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who worked night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
What kind of changes are you contemplating in your life? Is now the right time to make those changes? Should you wait? Find out the answers and more on AstrologyMatch.com, the radio show featuring intuitive astrologer Pam Futrell. Pam not only has years of certification and training, her advice comes from personal experience. You'll learn about love, money, health, and more. It's an experience you won't want to miss. AstrologyMatch.com with Pam Futrell. Listen for it every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific on 7th Wave Network.
Awakened media for a transforming world. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Yes. Welcome back.
You know, I was listening to the commercials on the break, and they were talking about if you want to get our newsletter, I'm telling you, if you're not signed up to get our newsletter yet, do. It's great. Starting this month coming up, not only will we have podcasts, we'll have video podcasts. And if you want the full story of Damien, that should be in this month's blog. So sign up, go up to transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, and just click on the link to sign up for our mailing list, and you can be a part of it. So third principle.
Third principle is anything you allow. Now, allow is very different than accept. See, most people, they have an automatic no as the first thing as new stuff arrives in our lives. You know, in fact, Damien was talking about that in his letter to us, his email to us, about his automatic no and about his don't tell me what to do, which when he discovered it in Costa Rica, it dissolved in his seeing it without judging it. And that's the third principle or idea of instantaneous transformation. If you allow what is to be as you see it, it dissolves. It's about allowing yourself to be with what's happening in your life rather than try to do something to fix or change it. So the third principle is anything you see and allow it to be exactly as it is completes itself. Exactly as it means you don't judge it as good or bad or right or wrong or try to fix or change it. See, that's what you've been doing your whole life, trying to fix or change things. And if you notice, those fixes and changes are only temporary, and usually they create more problems than what you started with.
We have a caller.
Who might that be?
Ms. Mena. You there, Mena?
Yeah, hello, Earl and Shia.
We are so honored to have you on.
By the way,
Mena is the author of Men, Money, and Chocolate. So if you haven't seen her book or got her book yet, you might want to check it out on Amazon. It's a great book. How you doing, Mena?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to those video in your newsletter. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it really is great. There were a number of really lovely people who came over and spent a day with us. And not only did they ask us questions, but we actually had the opportunity to ask them questions as experts in their own lives on transformation and being present and in the moment. And they gave amazing tips. So I'm really excited that we're going to have all of that up coming up soon.
That's awesome. I can't wait. Thank you so much. I'm loving what you guys are saying about listening.
Yeah.
And I find that when I'm listening that I can no longer hear the negative thoughts in my own head.
That's very good. But, you know, Mena, the other thing I just thought of when you said that is when you're listening, you have to... If you're truly listening, you're empty. You're not commenting on what's being said. You're actually receiving what's being said.
Yeah.
So your husband, Otter, when he says something to you, if you're really listening, you're not commenting, well, do I want to or not? Do I like it or not? You're just hearing his point of view. And the interesting thing is it doesn't hurt at all to hear another person's point of view.
Yeah, it's almost one of the best feelings that I experience, because oftentimes when I'm in my own head listening to my own thoughts or arguing with things, or it doesn't feel good. But real listening and being empty, like you say, it's one of the best feelings in the world.
Yes.
You know, I think sometimes people are afraid to let themselves be empty, as Shia put it, and it was such a beautiful way to put it, because they're afraid they'll lose a piece of themselves. Like, they have to hold on to either their story or their idea or their agenda, because if they don't, they might lose something.
Yeah.
And as you were talking, Mena, and you say that you notice that the negative comments or ideas in your head go away when you're really listening, that they don't coexist, I start thinking, wow, you've really learned to trust yourself. Because there's something about letting go and really listening to another person. Basically, I think lots of times people hang on to that story or the negativity because they're afraid they might make a mistake in their life somewhere, so they can't...
Like they could do it wrong.
Right, so you can't wholeheartedly commit to listening to a person because
you might forget who you are and lose your sense of identity, which might be a really good thing.
You might, like, lose all those backdoor options of going another way rather than just being exactly where you are.
That's so perfect. Because before I started doing workshops with you guys, I was absolutely obsessed with doing it wrong. It was like, that was the mantra for my life, you know. I just didn't want to do it wrong. So I went through life kind of very closed and very self-obsessed, and it was really not fun at all. So it's wonderful working with you guys, really wonderful.
I have a question. When you were like that, when you were second-guessing everything,
mm-hmm.
Did that translate into your relationship? Were you second-guessing your marriage as well?
Yeah, sure. I think probably everything in my life.
How's your marriage now, to ask you a very personal question?
It's really, really good. Every time we go to Costa Rica with you guys, it gets better and better. We just came back from Hamburg with you guys, and it transforms, and then it accumulates. The transformation accumulates, and we get closer. I mean, I've experienced, we've been married 11 years,
uh-huh.
And we've been working with you guys about 5 years. And the intimacy that we have now is like 1 million times more amazing than when we were, you know, together even in the early stages. It's deeper and richer and just more incredible than I could have ever imagined. And I think a lot of that has to do with listening and being empty and being there with Arthur and not going back inside myself.
That's great.
You know, it's fun. With your English accent, when you say deeper and richer, it really does sound deeper and richer. It's very, very romantic sounding.
Okay, you're in Cambridge, England, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Is spring in Cambridge, England these days?
Yeah, it's sunny outside right now.
It's beautiful here, really beautiful here. And you know what? I know you're coming for the Art of Relating, the weekend course we're doing June 12th through 14th. I'm really excited to see you.
And look, you guys out there listening, if Mena can travel from London, England, to New York to do the Art of Relating course on June 12th, 13th, and 14th, you could too.
It's not that big of a stretch.
It's not. And a lot of you are listening in the United States, which is not that far away from New York City.
Now, we have a fellow, Joe, great guy, travels up to Monday Night Alive in New York City from Philadelphia every Monday. He takes the train up. I'm always so impressed with that. There are people who drive down from Connecticut. Sometimes people even make it in from Boston. It's like, what is your life worth? Road trip.
You know, when I first started, I've been doing transformational stuff for more than half my life now. And I'm 68, is it? Yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm 68. And I remember when I first started, I lived in Maine, and I would travel to Boston every week, 200 miles each way.
Wow.
To attend a three-hour seminar, because I was so passionate about living in the moment. Now, it took me many years to discover what it really takes to live a transformed life, and not some idea, but living a transformed life moment to moment, day to day. And it comes from getting here. It isn't about working on yourself to fix something that happened in your past that is wrong. And here's the thing. Transformation starts with you. It's up to you. And it starts by your listening to your life and being kind to yourself. See, an anthropological approach allows you to discover that your life is an unfolding and you've been born into a culture and a climate that's trained you for life. And so if you worry, you were probably raised by people who worry. If you are complaining all the time, you were probably raised by people who complain all the time. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you see it through the three principles, don't resist it. Notice you operate that way. The mere noticing, if you don't judge yourself, is enough for that behavior to complete. And then you start this genuine experience of your own life. As you get into the current moment, your life becomes yours, not a repeat of the past and not in opposition to where you came from. So it becomes this creative experience of now and now and now, this brilliant living experience of your own life. That's what's possible for you. It isn't about working on learning some new language. That was always the thing that drove me crazy. You know, I read all these esoteric books from India, and I didn't understand this stuff. I was trying to get somewhere, but I didn't know how to do it. There's nothing you need to do. You just have to start being kind to yourself. And then by proxy, you'll be kind to the people you relate to, and then life will expand magically, effortlessly.
I love that. I feel so good.
That makes me feel so good, too. You know, we're going to be taking a break shortly. Can you come back with us afterwards, Minna?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, excellent. Okay, you going to help us go to the break? I bet you know how to do it. You ready? Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
You got it.
Thank you.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Get ready for increased passion, clarity, creativity, and growth in your life. Are you ready for the nurturing support of your angels and guides, from the divine, from the higher wisdom of the universe? Join Ann Deirdre Smith each week for Hear from Your Angels. Ann will offer free spot readings on the air. She'll answer questions regarding relationships, soul path, emotional well-being, any question you have. Listen for Hear from Your Angels with Ann Deirdre Smith, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
We are back.
We are talking with Mena from Cambridge, England.
About the art of relating. Mena, yeah. Are you still there?
Yes, I am, and I'm really excited about coming to your workshop in New York in June, the second weekend in June.
We're excited to have you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to share with your listeners because before I met you guys, I used to say no to everything in my life. And I never used to give myself what I wanted. I always thought it was too unreasonable, and I would probably second-guess myself even before I got to know what was in my heart, so I didn't even know sometimes what I wanted.
Right.
And oftentimes you guys have talked about giving yourself, you know, it comes for me from, like, being kind to yourself, giving
yes.
yourself what is in your heart. And when I came back from Costa Rica, I felt in my heart, I want to go to New York in June. But I was already going to Hamburg in April, and I thought, oh, my God, that's too much, you know?
Right.
But I felt it in my heart. And because me and my husband have been working with you guys for some years, he totally supported me. You know, in the past, in our marriage, like pre-transformation marriage, we wouldn't give each other anything. You know, one of us wanted to do something and the other one would be like, no, no, that's too expensive or that's too, you know, there was many.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, Mena, that they said no because you weren't a yes to it.
Ah. And you used them as the device to say no to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, and we took it in turn saying no to each other a lot.
Right.
You know, we were talking with Mena on the break, and her husband, Arthur, in case you're in the Cambridge area or you're heading to Cambridge, England, he has a new restaurant or a little restaurant cart there serving vegetarian food, and that's always been a dream of his. And when they came back from Costa Rica, the opportunity happened, and he now has his new
business.
And Mena was telling us how they're often in the kitchen each night till 2 in the morning. And most of you hearing that might go, oh, my God, 2 in the morning, I have to go to work the next day. But it sounded so exciting. You guys are such a yes to each other and getting to spend time together.
And a yes to your lives.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's what makes life fulfilling.
Sorry, yeah, really fulfilling. And we're together in the business, in the kitchen, and it's like we're intimate in all other areas. You know, the yes is kind of all over our lives. You know?
Yes.
That is so exciting. By the way, I just want to mention Mena's book again. It's Mena von Prague is the author who we're happy and lucky enough to speak with today. Men, Money, and Chocolate. And while you're up there, if you're doing it on Amazon, get ours, How to Create a Magical Relationship. If you've not read it yet or working on yourself doesn't work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life, get them. They are textbooks for having the life that you deserve.
That you've always desired.
Mena, it's been great having you with us.
Is there any last thing that you want to invite people to, Mena?
I just really want to say to anyone out there listening that come join me for the Art of Relating on the 12th, 13th, 14th of June, because it's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm so excited. I'm so happy that I said yes to what I wanted in my heart. And I know that there's so many of you out there who are really excited by the idea, and you just got to give it to yourself.
Thank you, darling.
You rock.
Thank
you for being with us today.
Yes, and give our love to Arta.
I will. Thank you so much. Loads of love.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
We have another caller.
The recently married Mrs. Silmi.
Lenora.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Thanks for asking. And thank you for
having
me.
The Art of Relating, Lenora got married this past weekend. I have to say that in years past, she thought it would never happen for her.
That is absolutely true.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
What can we do for you today, darling?
Well, I find that I am so excited and so happy about my life. And last night I was walking with my new husband and I got a little nervous. I thought, can I really have all of this? I mean, everything that I dreamed, you know, I have a great work life. I have a great love life. I have a great, my money situation is like amazing to me now. And I.
What do you mean by your money situation is amazing to you now? What does that mean?
Your relationship with money used to be very different.
My relationship with money was not good. Just a couple years ago, I think it's like 2.5 years ago now, I was in incredible debt. And at the risk of losing my apartment that I had worked hard to buy, and I wasn't working, and I just was kind of at the end of my rope. I sort of didn't know what I was going to do.
So what happened?
Well, what happened was I was at a seminar with you guys, and you mentioned this novel idea of getting to work. And I'm not really sure why that never occurred to me before. Nor that I had taken up the new occupation of worrying as opposed to actually working.
Mm-hmm.
So I did just that. I got to work. I did anything. I was just basically yes. If somebody said, "Oh, my cats need babysitting," I would do it. You know, or if somebody said, "You know, can you help me reorganize my office?" I'm like, "Yes, I can." And I basically did whatever I could whenever there was an opportunity. I let everybody I know that I was looking for work, and then I actually did the work, and it was great.
I love that you just said that, because there are people that have said, you know, I'm looking for work, but then when offered a job, they turn it down.
Or when they come, and this happened with us, where we've hired people because we could use help doing this or that, and we know that they need work, and they come, and they get partway through the job, and then they're like, well, I'm not having fun doing this, or I don't want to do this, or you know, I've had enough, or this is not my primary
occupation.
This is my day job. And then partway through, they sour you on the experience of having them work for you so that they
can
lobby for not having to work anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and I felt that impulse from time to time. I felt myself thinking, well, this isn't what my dream work, or this isn't what I wanted to do, but that wasn't primary for me anymore. I had a vision of being able to eat and live and that sort of thing. I had you know, I don't know. I say that and I think I wasn't actually thinking. I was just working when I was working.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Lenore, when you say as you were gearing up, you're thinking, oh, well, this wasn't my dream job. I am certain that there are a lot of people out there, not only do they say this isn't my dream job, but as far as dating and relating, they say this isn't my dream guy in your case.
Right.
And I'm sure you did that before, but as you get up to speed, it's a whole different thing.
It's true. I mean, when I started dating Joe, I had, as much as I liked him, I didn't know that he was the one until he was the one, you know?
That's great. I like that. Yeah, you know, there are people out there who are thinking they're going to meet the one, and they reject everybody who isn't the one, but nobody meets those standards that you put in front of the one. And so when you started dating Joe and were with him, you started to discover who he really was rather than your opinions of who he was from your first impressions.
Or your kid's idea of Cinderella and what Prince Charming is supposed to look and act like, and all you know. All you know is Charmy's supposed to hold your slipper.
Well, he comes as a frog. And then you got to kiss him.
That works. It's
so
true.
In answer to your earlier musing, can you have it all? Can you sustain having it all? Life wants to expand. Yeah, you know, I'm looking outside and the trees this year have grown bigger than they were last year. You know, everything is growing and popping and expanding. So, of course it will.
Great.
And part of it is to, you know, when you stop to say, well, I'm not sure this is my heart's desire, then you're not fully engaged, you're not going for it anywhere in your life, and it translates into everything.
See, if you spend your time thinking about what you're supposed to be doing, you're not really living your life, you're lost in your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's why listening is so critical, because if you actually listen to everybody that you come in contact with, that will keep you in the current moment of your life. See, most of us get lost in this conversation about, well, do I really want to? Well, how relevant is that?
Yeah, do I feel like it?
How relevant is that? Hey, when you were lost in that conversation, you were thousands and thousands of dollars in debt.
Yes.
And now it's a whole new life.
It is. Now I have savings accounts. I have 401ks. I have, you know, it's amazing.
Hey, can you come back with us after the break?
I would love to come back with you.
Oh, awesome. So, everyone, here we go. Lenore can help us out, too. Come on back.
And don't miss...
Being here.
Being here.
Yeah, being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network. Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Hey, kid, over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're going to waste energy in your home, I'm going to pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
We are talking with Lenore.
Lenore.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I actually, I'm coming to your seminar also in June.
Yay, at Art of Relating. Art of Relating, June 12th, yes. 13th, and 14th in New York City.
And I was inspired to go to the workshop by your last caller, by Minna. And I'm excited to be able to join her and you guys for the workshop.
Yeah, isn't that neat? That people can share their excitement and passion for life, and it's communicable, it builds, and it's like the people, you can use the people around you to support whatever you want. If you want to complain, you can support.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you got me, you triggered me.
Yeah.
I went to my boat yesterday, and we put our boat in a new marina, and so I went down there to... clean it up a little bit, put some fire extinguishers on board, install them, do some things on the boat, and then take it out for a little ride and make sure it was working okay. And there was a fellow there who I had known about 6 years ago who docked his boat near my boat, and so I saw him, I said hello to him, and he introduced me to a bunch of fellows who had boats there at the marina. And I was shocked by how they were enrolling each other in complaining against the marina, how the marina did everything wrong, and how they were looking for another marina. It's just like life. People are basically disgruntled with how things are going, and they complain and complain and complain and resist and resist and resist, and those things that they resist persist, grow stronger, and indeed dominate their lives. So I just listen to their complaints, and I didn't complain about their complaining. I didn't want to get lost in it. I just noticed that was contagious, and they fed upon it and gave it. Well, aliveness works the same way. You can feed aliveness to your friends and get aliveness back rather than complaints.
Absolutely. You know, what is
this
thing?
Show?
Pardon?
You know, let your friends know that there's a possibility that their life can transform listening to a radio show.
You know, by tomorrow, this show will be archived. You can send it. You can forward it to your friends. Let people listen. Let people have the gift of transformation. Of course, you don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can go up on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can find the shows that we've done, and there are a lot of them. Pick a topic, listen to it, share it. You can share the gift of being passionate about your life and also supporting each other. I just really love it. I know that part of how you got out of debt, for instance, Lenore, is not only that you got interested in getting to work, mm-hmm. and that when people offered you a job, you did great with it right up until you found your new career as a working in costumes and working on movies in the costume design area. But people stepped up and supported you.
Absolutely, and it was about me being able to be supportable. You know, I had to say yes to really allow people to be there for me. And it was such a win for all of us when I said yes.
Yeah, you know, I think you absolutely underestimate, yeah, absolutely underestimate the don't tell me what to do that most people have. You know, don't tell me what to do is the thing that frequently
dominates
a relationship.
Most people's lives and relationship, where there's this tit for tat, you know, I did this for you last time, you should do something for me. You know, people often talk about giving of themselves. You know, when you're really giving of yourself, it isn't to get something back. But most people think, well, if I always give in the relationship, I'll become a doormat. Not necessarily so.
You know, we recently got an email from a friend of ours in Hamburg, Christiane, who finally discovered in herself that she's not doing a lot of the housework and she's not doing a lot of the time-consuming activities with the kids because her husband isn't. She's in to resent him for it, but something clicked in where she realized she did that because that's really her passionate expression of her life, and it's not that he's doing the fun things and she's not, that when given an opportunity, that really was her fun thing. Her fun thing was taking care of that. That was just really neat that she discovered that she was not anybody's victim, not her own, not her husband's, not her life, that her life is exactly the way she constructed it and the way she wanted it. And most of us think we blame it on somebody. Mom isn't the life I want because my parents didn't raise me right.
Hey, you can't blame your parents. Your parents didn't do it. They had parents, too. I mean, if you go far enough back, we all had parents, and our parents did what they did to survive, and you just came along and intruded upon their lives. And you think that their life should have centered around you when it was about paying for the rent and getting food and handling those things that... And they were raised by neurotic people, too. I mean, give me a break. So, you know, you can either blame your parents or have a life. Choose one.
So did you find it at the wedding that it was fun to see all of those family members collected together and how much like your family you are?
It was very fun. At first, my thought was, oh, God, I'm
it.
So like my family.
At first, and, you hated it, right?
And then I really got to see my friends enjoying my family, and I started to feel like, wow, I really am like my family. And it was such a gift to me, such a double gift to me.
So the first time is I'm like my family.
And then you realize your family, people like your family, and people like you because you're like your family.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a shock, but it was fantastic.
Hey, are you coming to Monday Night Alive on June 1st in New York City?
Absolutely. Yes, all the way from the Bronx.
Okay, good. Hey, you know, that's a journey.
Yes.
Well, I'm inviting everybody in the world.
Monday Night Alive.
Monday Night Alive.
Yeah, and by the way, the next international call that we're doing for you European folks is June 16th. So June 16th is where it's at for that. So you're welcome to be a part of that. And if you want to know how to do it, you can get up on our website. Anything else we want to talk about the art of relating? Oh, you know what? Being kind to yourself. I know we touched on it today, and I know we've touched on it in other times. But I really saw it yesterday for myself that it was really important that I was kind to myself. And I think sometimes I feel driven to keep producing even when I'm tired or even, you know, if there's nothing to produce. You're right, Shia. My bent, my familial culture and dip is a forward-thinking, keep-moving, left foot, right foot, which is really wonderful.
Hey, what
a lot of
got your family across the country, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I grew up in Oregon and took, you know, both sides of my parents' families had to end up there eventually.
They had to cross the United States when there were no airplanes.
Yeah, and I am supremely grateful for that. But when that overtakes me as a mechanical way of operating into life rather than a creation, it isn't satisfying. And being kind to myself is key. And if I'm not kind to myself, I absolutely would not be kind to Shia.
Yes. And you know something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take you on a date. We're going to go into nature this afternoon.
Yay!
I'm going to take you walking down a beautiful river.
Awesome.
In the middle of the woods.
I'm loving that. Hey, Lenore, thanks so much for being here with us here today, and congratulations again.
Yeah, Lenore,
thank you.
Give our love to Joe.
Thanks
to
all of you for being with us here today. Come on back next week.
And don't miss...
Being here.
Being here. Lenore?
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.